Following is a presentation of Labor Radio, the voice of workers' world today in diversity, inclusion, and equality. This weekly program, with various labor leaders and experts, tackles today's topics and highlights the issues and concerns of workers, blue and white collar, discusses the labor way, and how diversity without inclusion is inequality. For more information, visit www.laborradio.nyc. That's www.laborradio.nyc.
Welcome, everyone. We are joined by an absolutely fabulous woman today, Ms. Trina Pryor. She's a shop steward, the chairperson for the Housing Committee for Local 372, a DC37 delegate, and secretary for the Women's Committee, as well as a member for CBTU, the Coalition of Black Trade Unions, and CLUW, the Coalition of Labor Unions for Women, and she's a member of the DC37 Disability Advisory Committee. You are a busy woman.
Yes, I am.
And I appreciate you taking the time to come and talk to us today. So tell us a little bit about yourself and the different unions that you hold positions with.
I hold the positions, all the positions that I have, with DC37, which is actually like the mother of all of the, and it has 56 locals. Mm-hmm. So my local is the Board of Education local, or they call it the Department of Education now. I've been under that local for 27 years. I am a substance abuse prevention intervention specialist for the Department of Education. That position pretty much helps students to get a better understanding of themselves, to boost their self-esteem and help them to be able to deal with the challenges of growing up. I work with all grades, but basically the focus is 6th grade through 12th grade, when they're really going through a whole lot of physical and psychological changes. Mm-hmm. Some things that they don't really understand. Sometimes they may not want to talk about it at home. So the SAPIS counselor is someone that pretty much is there for the students that are going through those changes. So, as I said, Local 372 is the Board of Education / Department of Education local that does everything besides teachers. Teachers have their own union. Mm-hmm. So all of the other support staff for the school, okay, is under Local 372. That's even the cafeteria workers. They're also under Local 372.
Okay.
And the school crossing guards as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I do. And as far as union involvement, you get involved because you want the members to get involved. Mm-hmm. So in order for the members to get involved, people have to involve themselves, and then they'll be able to turnkey the information to the members and have them to have an understanding of why they're paying union dues and let them know what different programs or different incentives are open for them. Because a lot of times members are looking for certain things and they don't know that they can come down to the union and get assistance.
Speaking about those incentives and assistance, could you share with us some of those things?
Well, some of the things that they have, cultural committees.
Mm-hmm.
They have housing committees,
which you, the chairperson of.
Yes. They have women's committees. They have political action, which is very important because a lot of people in general, not even union members, just people in general, they often complain about things and they don't know why things are not this way in their neighborhood or that way in their neighborhood. So when you go to political action, you can ask questions and possibly find a way to get connected to your community where you can go to meetings and meet with your elected official and ask the questions that you need answers to. So political action is very powerful and helpful to people. I think those are really important.
I think it's very important for us to have civic engagement.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we don't, then how can we say we're not getting what we need in our communities if we're not participating? And it's good also for the union to be providing benefits and support for the whole individual. As the woman, you know, housing, we know we have the issue of gentrification, affordable housing in our communities, home ownership. So it's it's great that the union is addressing all those issues for their members.
Thank you.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the Coalition of Black Trade Unions. I'm curious about that coalition.
Well, CBTU is just that. It's a coalition of black trade unionists, and you have people from different locals. They actually participate in that. And, you know, they also do things with concerning members' rights and, you know, certain things that members may be going through as far as things in their development, where they live. And they make efforts to go to the elected officials also and, you know, help get them to help, you know, some of the members that are going through certain crises. Mm-hmm. But that's not just one union. That's people from different locals and different unions itself that come together, and they do things for member improvement.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the Coalition of Labor Union for Women.
Yes.
I know the focus obviously is women.
Yes.
But how does it set itself apart from the other coalitions?
Well, it sets itself apart because it is all about women. And, you know, we all know that women have always been in the back seat, you know, the same job that a man has, the woman can do the same job, but
and better,
and sometimes maybe better. But I mean, I just feel that, and the Coalition of Labor Union Women feel that women should have the same rights,
the same pay as
the
same rights
and the same pay. Mm-hmm. Yes, so you have some people that are in different states, different countries that are still trying to become unionized. Women, I'm talking about. So they're CLU, we call it CLU for short. Mm-hmm. You know, they're working with those people as well to get as many people or everybody in the end unionized and with equal rights.
In your capacity on the Advisory Committee for Disability, tell us, you know, how you help the members.
How I help the members is I work along with the chairperson and the co-chairperson. Mm-hmm. And we talk about topics that we feel that our members may be challenged by. And from there, you know, we look to find different things that may be helpful to them. And everybody that comes to the meetings, if it's not them, it's someone in their family.
Okay.
You know, who may be going through that. So they can turnkey the information, or somebody at their job or something like that. So we've done meetings, the hearing for blindness, for Alzheimer's, for accessorize, like people that have disabilities that they can't get around, you know, assist people how to actually do it. I think there's a place downtown Brooklyn where they were referred to.
Okay, that's good. So in regards to discrimination, you all help with that as well?
Yes.
Okay, absolutely. Great. So thank you so much for joining us here today and sharing such great information about the work that you do as a member of the various unions. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
This has been a presentation of Labor Radio, the voice of workers' world today. This weekly program with various labor leaders and experts tackles today's topics and highlights the issues and concerns of workers, blue and white collar, discusses the labor way and how diversity without inclusion is inequality. For more information, visit www.laborradio.nyc. That's www.laborradio.nyc.